All right, well, let's move then. Thank you, Tim. Let's move on to item six, which is the review of the portfolio rebalancing.
Just to give a quick synopsis here, we received employer prepayments at the end of July, like we do every year. We take advantage of that large influx of cash to go through a rebalancing process and a refreshing of the liquidity program. This year, we moved about $775 million around, which is on par with what we've done last couple of years. So when you'll see strong up markets or strong down markets, we're going to be rebalancing more money. In this particular scenario, we received about $330 million in employer prepayments. We've raised another $435 million from high yield, both risk parity managers, Pureford, and then drew down our cash balance. And I know this, the cash balance causes some consternation at times. It's not cash drag, it is securitized. Unfortunately, recently, that means it has a negative impact, but we drew that cash balance down and redeployed it. The manager's receiving money this time around. You know, DFA, Insight, and SITT, so the three liquidity managers received in aggregate about $600 million. Then we did fund BlackRock, passive U.S. equity, and Artisan. So domestic equity and global equity, that was some partially rebalancing and partially reallocation of the monies drawn out of Jackson Square. And then we topped up the SITT LL CAR strategy, the defensive strategy. So at the end of the day, our liquidity strategy came out to about a pro forma 17%, right at target. Growth at just under its long-term target, primarily due to a bit of an underweight in the private markets, and we can we'll talk about what's going on in the real estate next, and that was a big chunk of it there. But if you take a look at real estate value add at 2.1% relative to a target of 4%, opportunistic at 3.4% relative to a target of 4%, we have made commitments lately. The next agenda item is Scott's going to do a real estate review, so I won't steal the thunder, but you know, the underweight there was part of the underweight to growth assets. Risk diversifying, like I said, we topped up the SITT LL CAR strategy to get to our target allocation, and just a bit of cash left over at this point in time. But happy to take any questions, but this was a fairly straightforward implementation of the new asset allocation targets.
Any questions for Tim on the rebalancing report? I'm not seeing any. It's a little challenging when the screen is shared. I can't see everybody all at once, but I'm not seeing any questions. So thank you, Tim.
There we go. Okay.